This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
أوكي شيخ، تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, 101 Traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are dealing with a very, very important hadith. It's a hadith about some of the essential Islamic virtues and their significance in our life. I would start by reading the hadith in Arabic and then translating and explaining the meaning of it, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan, wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'ani aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard, was-salatu nurun was-sadaqatu burhan, was-sabru diya', wal-qur'anu hujjatun laka aw 'alayk. كل الناس يغدو فبايعوا نفسه فمعتقها أو مبقها. الراوي أبو مالك الأشعري، المصدر صحيح مسلم. The Messenger of Allah said, according to Abu Malik al-Ashari, cleanliness is half of faith. Uttering the words of Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, fill the scales of the judgment day. And uttering the words of Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, glory be to Allah and praise be to Allah, fills the space between heaven and the earth. Prayer is light, charity is evidence of faith, patience is illumination, and the Quran is a witness for you or against you. Everyone is engaged in daily pursuits, busy selling themselves either to free from hellfire or endangering themselves by flinging themselves into the middle of the fire pit. The source is Sahih Muslim. Abu Malik al-Ashari, the narrator, Abu Malik al-Harith al-Ashari, is the narrator of this tradition. He came in a delegation of Ashariyun from Yemen. He is different from the famous companion Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He was known by his kunya Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, whereas Abu Malik was known by his name, not kunya. He visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a delegation of the members of his tribe. Later on, he moved to Syria, where he died as a victim of the plague of Amwas. They say is a widespread plague which took the lives of great number of companions and others. This was during the reign of the Caliph Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari narrated 18 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is one of the important ones. This hadith stresses some of the crucial points of Islam for our reflection and meditation. You know, we are what we reflect upon every day consistently. So that is the purpose of this, the way that this communication from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was one of the best teachers the world has witnessed. So he wants us to continuously reflect and meditate on these points, so that we will transform our life. First, the Prophet speaks about purification. He refers to it as shatrul iman, a tuhur shatrul iman is half of faith. It's a very, very important point that purification is half of faith. He meant to stress the role of purification in Islam, the crucial role, the critical role. However, we should not take it in the simple sense he meant physical purification alone. Purification in Islam is a wide concept. Because Islam deals with all of the human aspect, physical, mental, moral, spiritual. So purification, he meant purification in the widest sense, meaning the physical and spiritual. Physical purification, as we know, includes the rules of hygiene. We have detailed rules of ghusl, bathing, wudu, tayammum, removing the filth and physical and moral impurities. Purification of soul starts with purging our hearts of shirk, with the greatest of sin, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kufr, disbelief, pride, hypocrisy, envy, malice, anger, greed, and all other vices or poisons that corrupt our soul. We need to purge our hearts, and this is through the process of repentance and cleansing and purification. The Prophet then mentions, after having mentioned the purification first, he goes on to mention the role of zikr, prayer, charity, and patience. Why did he do so? Because he wanted to tell us that zikr, prayer, charity, and patience is of no value unless it is preceded by the process of purification. The best example to understand this concept is, as Imam Ghazali said, it's like planting the seeds. Vegetable garden, how do we plant it? We don't just go and plant it, we weed it. Prepare the soil. So by taking out the weed and fertilizing that soil. The same way, in order to implant virtues, we need to purge our hearts of all vice. Next, he reminds us of our response to the Quran. He caps it all by stressing the importance of managing time. One may ask, why the Prophet started out with purification? The answer is it takes precedence over all others. Allah says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin." Surely Allah loves those who always turn to Him in repentance and those who purify themselves. We are required to keep ourselves clean in body, clothes, and environment and follow the rules of hygiene, including ghusl and wudu. Moreover, we also ought to purge our hearts of shirk, kufr, and other moral and spiritual vices and poisons. Neither our worship nor our spiritual virtues can be practiced without purification. That's why the Prophet started with tuhur, cleanliness and purification. By mentioning hamd, when he said alhamdulillah and subhanallah, he meant want to stress the importance of zikr. So zikr should come after purification because the soil has to be ready by taking out the weed. Should start with one being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. That is, when you say alhamdulillah from your heart, you are expressing that gratitude to the Creator and the Lord, the Sustainer. This is followed by affirming the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone is perfect. He is beyond limitations. He is incomparable in nature. And meditating on these words merit great rewards in Islam. And then the Prophet said, Salah is light. In other words, a person praying consistently with khushu, awareness, will be saved from sins and going astray. Allah said, Wa aqimis salah, inna salata tanha anil fahishai wal munkar. And establish prayer. Indeed, prayer should deter one from indecency and wickedness. Allah reminds us next in the Quran that greed is embedded in human nature. وأهدرت الأنفس الشح. Greed is embedded. It's in our within, built in our nature. So unless we curb it, the greed could take or destroy us altogether. One of the best ways of curbing the greed is by practicing charity. Consistency in charity will help us to curb our greed. And by doing so, we strengthen our faith. And the Prophet said, As-sadaqatu burhan. Charity is evidence of faith, that the person has faith. Next, the Prophet reminds us of the value of sabr or patience. Remember that we need patience to perform those daily obligations, like getting up for salah, for fajr. When the shaitan tells us, go to sleep, continue. So it takes patience to get up, perform wudu, and perform that prayer. The same way, patience is needed for us to stay away from the sins. When everybody around us is doing what they want and life all around us full of temptations, it takes real patience to say no to sins and stay away from the sins. Likewise, we are facing so many trials and tribulations in life. It takes real patience to face them and accept the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it cannot be prevented. But of course, we should follow all the methods that is at our disposal to face and overcome the challenges facing us, and then leave the next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Prophet mentions the Quran. Quran is a divine summons, is a reminder from, it's a message from the Lord of the worlds. It calls for a response from us. We are left with two choices. We don't have a third choice. Either to respond to it positively, how? By reading, reflecting, and acting upon the message. Or choose to ignore or neglect it. In other words, by not responding positively to the Quran, we end up rejecting the message altogether, as there is no third option. Lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us, whether we like it or not, it is our daily activities that determine our destiny, where we will end up, in heaven or hell. So every day we need to ask ourselves, how am I living my life today? What's my focus? What is driving me? What is the fire fueling me? What is my goal today? And how my pursuits and activities are organized around that goal? So are we living an examined life, or are we simply going with the flow, thus living heedlessly? By going with the flow, we certainly will end up in hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, inspire us to reflect on these great virtues and practice them consistently. Thereby, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to organize our days around our priorities, our goal in life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.